Kablam!
Testing. Okay.
Do you want some gum?
You got any gum?
You know, speaking of old time things, because you know, Letterman was old.
Sure.
Seinfeld on SNL was freaking real bad.
I don't understand what he was going for.
I don't know, but he was just trying to sell his stupid cereal movie or whatever the heck it's about.
Pop Tarts.
Yeah, Pop Tart movie, and I'm like, what is going on? This is terrible.
Yep. It was a lot of unfunny nonsense.
I'm like, what? I don't understand. What's her name? Was good.
I thought she was funny and a good performer.
Yeah, I thought she did a good job.
Yeah, delivered all around. A+ for Dua Lipa.
Yeah,
or at least a B-.
I mean, she wasn't the greatest, but she was good enough.
Not my type of music. So,
but yeah. I mean, Seinfeld.
They mixed in some really bizarre sketches with some really funny sketches.
The sketch with the living doll.
Right.
Yeah, that was creepy.
I'm like, I don't understand what's going on here, super, but it's weird creepy.
Loved it. Oh, it made me really uncomfortable. It was one of my favorite sketches.
I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And now Bone Yang's a naked little doll and he's talking.
That and the one where the poet is some sort of like pig man.
Yes. He's the playwright or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And it turns out that he just uses that. He's got all these women lined up to sleep with him.
That was such a strange sketch. I was so happy and simultaneously sad to have watched it. It was horrifying. I've been on a real kick this week of really disturbing, like dark, dark SNL sketches. And I mean, I unearthed some absolute gems. Craig, these ones would make you uncomfortable. It was amazing.
Wow.
There was one that was hilarious, like the Rock evil scientist. Do you remember that sketch?
Yes.
Mm-mm, no.
Yeah, where they had the evil scientist and then the Rock came out and was like...
Yeah, but the first one person comes out and he's like, I made a shrink ray, I'm going to use it. And they're like, yay. And then someone else comes out and she's like, I made a freeze ray. And everybody's like, ooh. And then the Rock comes out and he says, I can't tell you on this show. I'm sorry. Wow. I regret bringing this up. I'll tell you another time.
Okay.
It involves pedophilia.
I'm so sorry.
All right. The only Rock skit that I remember
is
the one where he's like a big version of Mr. Peepers.
That one's good too.
And the two of them are just sitting there trying to eat fruit side by side.
Yeah.
I'm like, That's a good sketch. This is the best Rock sketch ever. Hey, you should watch this week again. Not that you ever watch it, but the Dark Side of Wrestling had the which I never knew it was called this, but apparently Black Saturday, the day that Vince McMahon took over the, and killed World Championship Wrestling on TBS.
Oh, you were watching this?
Yeah, well, it was pretty good. Ah, I see. The Samurai's chat tells me enough that all I need to know.
That's not all you need to know, but that is the premise. There's so much more.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
All right, should we get this show rolling?
Yeah, that sounds good.
True believers, welcome to the 420th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I got Ray with me. We got Ian with me, at least in some fragment of Ian-ness. And I'm here too. Sorry for the week off. I had problems at work.
Hello?
Yeah. Do we lose Ian already?
No, I was just taking a little nap. What's up? How can I help?
How you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. Were we judging you for not being here last week, or were we being empathetic for you for last week?
I don't know. I'll go with whichever one you like better.
All right. Hang in there, bud. It'll get better.
This is the week of May 8th through the 15th. So in your 7-day 4-star crash, out of Titans. On the 29th, going back all the way to the 29th, you had the Iron Spider versus Ant-Man and Thanos. Did you Spider-Man your way to victory?
I'm going to assume that I did. Like, I can't guarantee that I remembered, but if I did, I'm 100% certain I was successful.
Proportional punch is quite a power.
It really, really is.
It hits hard. How about this week? Have you tried Medusa versus Torch yet?
That's less likely, but very likely that it'll go my way. Medusa is definitely
you got a good Medusa?
A higher tier character.
Ah, you got a big champ, Medusa. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And then next week appears to be Rai Rai Will I Am's versus the Hulkbuster. And yeah, she'll demolish him.
Yeah.
Good Lord. That won't even be a contest.
Yeah, with only one target for those gauntlets, it'll be...
Lights out.
Yep.
All right, in Storyland, Unstable ISO 8 is running now. That'll get you patched, the Black King, and a new 5-star that everyone knows who it is, but I'm not going to say now because I'm going to say later. Placement is Teen Gene and 5-star Strange Shards. Fight for your right to Wakanda is next. The new 3-star we'll talk about later, Teen Gene, Strange Shards. Placement is Moon Knight and old Aunt Twiggy. Tell about the Twiggy.
I heard Aunt Twiggy. I was very confused.
No, Twiggy, yeah, Twiggy. Yeah, yeah. Did I tell you when I saw the Ghostbusters thing, the new one?
You did not.
Yeah, so it had, Peck was back in it, you know.
Oh, okay.
And he was the mayor in New York now and still just, you know, wanted to shut down the Ghostbusters. It was an okay movie. It is the Morris Day and the Time season going down. You've got Magneto, Honey Badger, and the infamous Iron Man Doctor Doom variant.
That was your entire movie review? It was okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have a lot of throwback. I mean, the Ghostbusters were in it.
How does it stack up against Godzilla X Kong?
No, I'd much rather watch Godzilla Kong again.
Oh, that's rough, dude.
No, Godzilla Kong. Yeah, Godzilla Kong was not that bad.
Correct. So if it was less than... Like, that means it was, like, barely tolerable.
Ah, it's okay.
That's sad.
And then in PvP, Teenage Riot's running now. Kamala Khan, Cloak and Dagger. Placement is Juju Bees and some Cable Shards. All right, in all the news, because we got loads of news, let's start with the new characters. We've got two more Juju Bees coming at you.
Woo!
3-star vampire-style Jubilee. Is the first here. I don't think I actually read this storyline when this happened, so I don't know a lot about that character. The Red Power, 6 red, Exsanguinate. Deal a hit of damage to the target, and then an extra hit for each marked character. Passively, Jubilee heals for 18% of all damage she deals. Yeah, Vampiric Strike, look at that. As you're going up in level, damage is increasing. At level 5, it's healing for 45% of the damage dealt. That's pretty good healing.
Yeah, not bad.
The purple power. Once bitten, twice shy. Ignore that second part. That's just me adding it in for myself. Deal 167 damage to a chosen teammate. Oh, we love characters that damage your own teammates. Or enemy and mark them. Alright. Well, all right. Dealing 125% increased damage to enemies. Passive. On battle start, mark a random teammate. Jubilee takes 22% reduced damage from marked targets. Mark teammates deal 25% increased ability damage. Okay, so you can mark your friends to make them do more damage.
Sure.
So deal a little bit of damage to Shang-Chi so he can do even more insane damage.
No, well, most of his damage is match damage, though.
That's a good point. See, as you go up to level 5, damage increased by 475% to enemies. Well, that's quite a bit. Marked enemies deal 35% less damage. Marked allies' damage increased by 85%. Wow. I bet that would, work good with a Koye and somebody who does passive damage on top of that damage. The black power is called Coven. 6. Create 2 strength, 13 attack tiles, then create 1 extra tile for each marked character. Passive, at the start of Jubilee's turn, improve all friendly attack tiles by 30%. If none exist, create one. Going up in levels, numbers all increase up until attack tiles are dealing 35%. More damage, and you get 2 extra tiles per marked character. All right, so you got special tile creation, you got some healing, you got damage improvement. That seems pretty good for a 3-star.
I would have to think, I mean, just looking at the numbers, sure. I know I used her for the, hey, you need to use Jubilee, but I think I used the 5-star mainly, so, and I just, had her on my team, fired off her powers just so that I could get the missions done. But she looks good.
Unfortunately, since we're late, all the events and things that generally you get rewards for her on are mostly done. Although there will be the 5-star version will have some looks like rewards in Fight for Wakanda that's coming up. The Taste of Blood versus event finished today, or no, Monday. So we all missed that one. What else we got? There will be a Fire and Feathers Legendary Store starting on the 9th, tomorrow. 15% chance to get the 5-star version of this, or a 5-star Emma Frost Phoenix, or a 5-star Phoenix Magic. Additional tokens for 25 command points if you want to load up on some Phoenix type characters. Because, hey, guess what the 5-star version of Jubilee is? Not everybody guess it once.
Well, I've already seen, so I figured you were talking to Ian. But...
Right. I play this game occasionally. Yeah. I knew it was Phoenix Force. All right,
Phoenix Force Jubilee! What do we got here? Red power called Zenith Blast. 6 red. Destroy a random friendly unlocked extra life tile, and then deal damage to the target increased by 10% for each friendly extra life tile destroyed this battle. Going up in level, the increased damage increases up to 20% per destroyed extra life tile, and at level 550, it's dealing 50,000 points of damage for 6 red. That's pretty effective. The purple power, burning at both ends, 6 purple. Deal damage to the target and stun them for 3 turns. Oh, 3 turns stun for 6?
Right.
Bargain.
Yeah.
Then destroy a random unlocked extra life tile and deal a little bit of damage to Jubilee. Going up in level, oh my god, it becomes a 4-turn stun. Ooh. For 6 purple.
That's a hokey double smoky bargain.
that's a super bargain. That power's real good. All right, and then the black power, which is a passive, is this extra life thing they keep talking about. On start, create 8 3-turn extra life repeater tiles with all but one of these locked. Whenever there are no unlocked friendly extra life tiles, randomly unlock one. If there are none on the board, this ability becomes play again. This cannot be disabled even when downed. If downed, extra life tiles will self-destruct to revive her with 33% health on trigger. As you go up in level, that will revive her at 60%. The play again side of this, for 8 black, down Jubilee and all non-away enemies.
Yeah.
So you just win.
We win.
Wow. So she comes back from the dead or completely kills the other team. Those both seem pretty good for one power. Boy, that purple and black sound fantastic. Huh. Well, Ray, you said you played her. How'd it go?
I mean, I had her at 111, so she wasn't doing anywhere near the top level stuff. I didn't read her before playing, and when she just magically came back one time, I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
I mean, she came back with 30% or 33% health, whatever, but it was still like, oh, I've got her. And she was downed because I kept firing her purple and injuring her just a little bit because I wanted to, you know, the one mission was fire her purple X amount of times. But yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, even at 111, I could see how you get her up and champ. She's going to be strong, really strong.
Well, there you go. 2 versions of Jujubes. What else in the news?
Oh, I would say this. There was one thing that was annoying about her. She locks all those tiles at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That makes Shang-Chi really difficult to play. Like, you need to be able to make those red and purple matches. And when you've got 8 tiles locked all across the board, it really limits how many matches you can make. Other than that, she was enjoyable.
All right. Let's go to the release notes, then, and we'll throw out the clue for the next character. Mm-hmm. How about that? So in the R302 release notes. Ian, you sitting down?
Whoa, am I?
We got a clue, buddy. It is Spark of Greed. I don't know. Who's greedy? It's got to be a villain, right? We haven't, I don't know, the normal old school Electro? He's a greedy thief type who uses electricity?
Sure.
All right.
I don't know, when you say...
I have no idea, to be
honest. When you say greed, I instantly think of Mammon. Is Mammon a Marvel villain?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Also in there, it says something we'll talk about here in a minute. New features of the ISO 8 canister and ISO 8 multipliers. And it was celebrate the AAPI Heritage Month and mention of the new refreshment cart support. So let's get into those things. The ISO 8 multiplier and canisters. I have not actually run into these things yet because I haven't played a whole lot recently because I had other stuff going on. The ISO 8 multiplier is an obtainable item that provides players a defined percentage of additional ISO whenever ISO is earned during normal gameplay. For example, if you have a 1.5x multiplier while it's active and you would get 10,000 ISO 8, you would get an additional 5,000 ISO 8. These can be purchased, these can be given out as rewards and events, etc., etc. If I remember right, they have a time limit where they expire and you can't run two at the same time. So that's interesting. You kind of have the two camps of people. Like, there's people who don't have any ISO and then the people who have way too much ISO.
Yeah. You remember when I had like 12 million ISO and it was steady at 12 million?
Yeah.
I have, I'm down to 8 million with the Ascension and championing all these fives, and it's taken a little bit of hit. So I think everyone's still going to be needing ISO.
Yeah. Well, what can also help you in the ISO is the ISO 8 canister. This is a new item that appears intermittently and unpredictably. When active and available, the canister will appear on the right side of the MP Crew home screen. During its active duration, the canister will capture and store bonus ISO 8 up to a preset maximum bonus amount for each canister.
Huh.
Let's see. At any time when the canister is active, a player may purchase the canister to unlock it and receive all of the bonus ISO 8 inside when the canister countdown reaches zero. If the canister isn't unlocked when the countdown reaches zero, it disappears and takes all the bonus ISO with it. Does it look like, is this something you always have to buy with cash?
Wouldn't have any idea.
From the screenshots, it appears that, like, in their demo, that it costs $5 to buy it. Hmm. I don't know if I...
I'm willing to believe you.
Yeah.
As long as it's, you know, that counts toward your bonus status. Like, if you've made a purchase for the last 30 days, you get, you know, those bonus rewards. I mean, that's a nice little, you know, $5 you can throw in if you want.
Yeah. So those are those. And then here's the wacky one. New support called the Refreshment Cart Multiversal Comestibles. Is comestibles a word?
So it's a hot dog stand?
Yeah, the picture is clearly a New York style, New York City hot dog stand.
Okay.
With Spider-Man in the background dodging a laser beam. But this is weird. Attached to any character, synergy with any character. Rank 1, after an ally fires a power, create a 3-turn snack tile in their strongest color, targeting them. Snacks give a burst of max health to their target each turn. When a snack is created, gain AP in the supported character's strongest color. At rank 3, when the supported character or teammate is sent airborne or stunned, reduce the turns by 2 to a minimum of 1 and create a snack targeting them. So you can whack down a 5-turn stun to a 1-turn stun? Well, I guess 5 would become a 3, but that's still pretty strong. Take away 2 rounds of stun?
Yeah, I like that.
Snacks now heal 4% of their target's max health. Rank 5. When an ally makes a match 5 or greater, create a snack tile targeting them. All snack tile effects are increased by 12.5%. Synergy. When a friendly snack tile expires, an effect occurs based on its color. Yellow, protect, red, strike, black. Attack tile with strength equal to 60% of the supported character's average match damage.
Okay.
That could be a lot. Holy, right? That could be a really big attack tile. Huh. Black or purple, reduce a friendly countdown or repeater timer to 0. Green, deal 450% of the supported character's average match damage to a random enemy. Oh, there's your Shang-Chi bang.
Yeah.
450% of his match damage? Woo.
That's a, yeah, I mean, random person, and but still, yeah, 450%, that's going to be a decent amount, I think.
Well, there you go. Get yourself a refreshment cart. Yeah, well, that's interesting. Yeah, so that's all the news I think we got to catch up on.
Wow. By the way, I'm not saying that this is it, but I did find this. Mammon is a entity in Earth 616. And apparently he shoots lightning from his mouth.
Well, there you go. You're a winner.
Classic mouth lightning.
I don't know anything more about it, but apparently appeared in Scarlet Spider.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I think you won who the next character. Ray's a winner.
We'll see.
All right. Are you ready to move on?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm going to need a drink. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, A Cyborg's Tale.
Right on. Let's see. It's Deathlok, Michael Collins. 4-star, red, blue, and black. First ability is Focused Fire. It's passive. It costs 0 red AP. Whenever Deathlok's team makes a red or blue match, he gains a focus point, up to 10. Each focus point increased allies damage dealt to that target by 43.
Focus.
What?
Focus.
Oh my god. No, thank you. That's not part of the segment, please. Barely keeping it together, dude. No one likes you.
Ian can't focus. Ruined it.
You're the worst.
Shut him down.
If Deathlok's team deals match damage to another target, he loses all focus points. That scales up to 348 damage. Combat Strategist, 9 blue AP. Deal 1,012 damage, ignoring projectiles, invisibility, and airborne. Deathlok then gains 333 burst health as he repositions. Passive at the start of each turn. For each friendly synthetic or technologist, gain 1 AP in the team's strongest 2 colors. And for each enemy synthetic or technologist, the enemy team loses 1 AP in theirs. And that scales up to 8,282 damage and gaining of 2,726 health. And then assuming control, 7 black AP. Choose a basic black tile, creating a 3-turn fortified black countdown tile that increases Deathlok's base focus points to 3, and at the start of each turn, deals 50% of Deathlok's focus points damage bonus to all other characters, ignoring projectiles, invisibility, and airborne. Passive, Deathlok's team takes 20% less damage from abilities that target a single character and 10% less damage from abilities that target multiples. While the AI has control, only Deathlok benefits from this passive. And that's a 5-turn countdown tile, increasing the base focus points to 7 and the team taking 40% less direct damage. Yeah, I don't think I have him yet.
Yeah, you have him. You've got him at a 5-3-2.
Ooh, well, I haven't used him then. Oh, he's not fully covered, so.
No.
But he's on his way.
I still don't understand him. I have him on a save team because the team was recommended to me.
Sure.
His powers are interesting and really combine
right.
well.
Right, he seems like he should be good.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that he is. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used him, but I run across him in PvP teams where it seems like he makes things happen. But yeah, it's almost always with Kang. Like him and Kang hang out together all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like something they would do.
The very last synergy segment, we had Deathlok, Big Wheel, and Ultron together, so...
Oh, my.
But that's not the team that I have. It's definitely with Kang.
Nice.
But, yeah, I still don't know exactly what he does, but he pops up on the screen and, like, shrivels up like a raisin, and then things happen. I don't know.
Right on.
That's all I know.
I'm down. Man. Sure. Well, there it is. That is what Sunny and Xandar. It is... 4-star Deathlok, Michael Collins. Thanks as always. Oh no, just Honey and Xandar. There's no thanks.
That's correct. Let's move on then. Acting, thank you.
Oh.
Word up.
Ian, who we got this week?
This week, we will be looking at the actor Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig. I have to lead things off, unfortunately, this week. So, I went with none other than James Montgomery Falsworth, the original Union Jack. Why, you ask? Because I'm lazy and racist, and I just wanted to cast him as a British secret agent. And it seemed easy. Plus, he's got a mask, so I think he could pull it off.
I'm sorry, who was it?
I think we lost Ian. He just kind of cut off.
Okay.
I think he said Union Jack.
This hadn't happened for a while. I'm surprised.
Uh-oh.
Ian.
Nope.
Hello.
Ian. Hello.
There he is.
Oh, man. Where do we go? And tell me how to get back.
We believe you said Union Jack.
I did say Union Jack.
Okay.
And then I was just waiting for Ray to go, but then it was silent, and then I was confused, and then I was ashamed, and then I was like, oh, they just can't hear me. Okay, I'm better.
Yeah. Yeah, it cut you off mid-jack.
Classic.
All right, so if I'm going next, mine is equally as boring. I really wish I would have been able to come up with a better character than what I did. But I just went with Captain Britain. I think he could make a very Captain America style, you know, British Captain America. That's basically what Captain Britain is, so.
Hey, Captain Britain is powered by, you know, Britain.
Yeah, he is.
He's powered by baked beans on toast? Like, what?
Yeah.
No, but, it, you know, originally he couldn't even leave Britain because then he'd be powerless.
True.
Yeah.
I was unaware, but I'm still, that's the best I got.
All right. I dig it.
I was thinking, you know, Daniel Craig, I wanted a, like, you know, billionaire playboy type for him to play. So I am sliding him in as Warren Worthington III, the Angel.
Oh.
Okay.
Hello?
I don't know.
No comment from Ian on that? We lost Ian again.
Oh, no.
Sigh.
Ian.
Yo, I'm having some troubles.
Ian.
Technical difficulties, yo.
All right. Do you want to tell us who next week's person is?
Well, wait, did you hear Craig's answer? Was there a response?
No, not at all. Totally gone.
Oh. My answer was that I wanted him to be a billionaire playboy, so I went with Warren Worthington, the Angel.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no, we lost Ian again. Oh, he's back.
I didn't. I don't know. I picked my Warren's always much younger.
Well, they grow up.
Sure. I'm down with your universe as well.
I like to pray to the baby Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me who next week's celebrity type is.
Oh, next week is Walton Goggins.
Speaking of praying to the baby Jesus.
Serious.
Walton Goggins, by the way, was really good on Fallout. I thoroughly enjoyed his character.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was excellent.
I don't understand all the hype for Fallout.
I thought it was real good.
I never played it. It was good. There's nothing wrong with it, but people were like going bananas over how great it was. I'm like, no. I mean, it was okay, but I didn't get it.
It was no Godzilla X Kong, but
I very much enjoyed it.
It was a show.
Yeah, I liked it a whole lot. So to our you know, five listeners who are out there, when we retire the acting thank you segment brought to you by Thespify, do you have any suggestions as to what you would like to see in its place? What thing can we do here in the slot? Fill them up the mailbag with some suggestions. We'll see what you get.
Yeah.
You know, do we want to do another bracket? Do you want to do, you know, what any suggestions, throw them out there.
Anything new?
Yeah, we're open to new things, old things coming back. Probably not pies. People get angry. And I think we used all the pies in the world.
Yeah,
There are no more pies. But, yeah, please throw some in the mailbag and we'll review them. Much appreciated. Speaking of the mailbag, Willie, what's in it?
Uh-oh. For some reason, I was, again, not expecting that. I need to scroll up. All right, so let's start off on the D3 forums. Because this was interesting. TJ Jaw Author submitted. Oh, I need an image for this. Let me see if I can get an image for this real quick. Yeah, here we go. All right. So TJ Jaw Author says, whatever you guys do, do not pick up this year's Dr. Pepper limited edition creamy coconut. Not a problem for me. I don't like Dr. Pepper and I hate coconut. But he says, there's this overwhelming coconut taste at the beginning that quickly dissipates, leaving you tasting what appears to be Dr. Pep with, like, little iron fillings swimming around in it.
That sounds terrible.
It does. It sounds horrendous. On a similar note, have you ever come across this soda? He says, or soda slash pop. He says, I came across it in the local Asian supermarket, Great Wall. It's Hei Song Sarsaparilla.
Is that like Chinese sarsaparilla?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like.
That's worth trying.
Yeah. How'd it go? Tell me more.
Yeah. He did not elaborate.
Ah!
I do also want to try this coconut Dr. Pepper secretly.
Who was it? Somebody commented on this. I'm trying to remember, and I don't. Alright, Godzilla fan 67 commented on that Dr. Pepper limited edition and said, okay, now I want it.
How does he feel about Godzilla X Kong?
The movie. It's not bad.
I don't understand wanting little iron filings swimming around in it. That doesn't sound tasty. But in any case, back over to the subreddits. So this is long, and Red Zomit is the one who posted it, and he even started with no need to read this comment on the show since the answer might be very long, but I think it's worthwhile. So I'm going to do a summary of his questions. He says he would love some feedback from the community or you guys. He says, I just came back from a rather long break from the game. I'm generally at the spot where I have some 4 stars champed, but no 5 stars champed. He says he has so many questions about ascending. Should I bother doing it at my level? I only have 3-star max. He says the only 3-star he has max is Thanos. Should I try and get him up for 2 stars? Do I keep the farm or do I start ascending them? Should I bother ascending 1-star jugs? And then basically questions on how to move his account forward. And there were some answers. One, I wanted to give a little input, but Reddit user Magneto Was Left had some responses that I thought were great. And also, Ego Master, spelled with a Y, had some more follow-up questions. So, as far as ascending, he says, keep your farms. The general consensus when you start ascending is max plus max. So you want a max champed character and a max champed character in order to ascend. That way you get all of the rewards for getting them to max champed before you ascend. That's like the maximum way, the way to maximize your rewards. He says, when championing fives, it all depends on which character it is and how well they impact your game. Shang-Chi is probably the number one to chase down, and he makes a great first 5-star champ. So there was a follow-up question from Ego Master. How many characters should you have if you're going to ascend? The idea is you have, again, a max and a max, but you still want to have your other one if it's something that could be used for as a required character. Now, if you have a required character that you need, they can be ascended and you can still use them, but you can't use them if you're doing the Daily Deadpool that has 2-star required and you have ascended somebody, you can't use them as a 2-star because now they're 3-star. But if you have Magneto is a required character, it doesn't matter whether he's 3-star or if you've ascended him to 4. So I thought that was very, very useful information. Basically, keep in mind Daily Deadpool, you're going to want at least 1 1-star, usually Spider-Man or Juggernaut, to handle that for you. You're going to want a 2-star team, and you're going to want to keep a 3-star team. Other than that, go by what your hero points allow. If you have the hero points to get another slot so that you can build up characters to ascend, great. If you don't have that yet, keep the farm going on your 2-stars, and don't bother ascending them yet. So there's a lot of good information there, but I would also say to Red Zomit, if you want a more detailed answer, ask the question not under the podcast post. Put in a completely new question on the subreddit, and I think you'll get a lot more responses and feedback. Because the Reddit community is generally really good at answering questions like that. And the last thing that I have in listener comments, and Craig, this is mainly concerning you, although Ian, you will also be shocked. Funky Hedonist says, sorry, I haven't written anything in a while. I am still a huge fan of the show, and even started listening to the back episodes. Can I take a minute to give Craig props on something?
Oh, that never happens.
I know, this is like a first. He says, in the mid-1980s, Marvel Secret Wars Event 2, Spider-Man taught Beyonder how to poop, and no one is talking about this. Nobody except Craig. He is the only one who has had the courage to bring it up at least twice, which is more than any other podcast in history. So I salute you, Craig. The world may have forgotten or is too scared to talk about how Spider-Man taught Beyonder to poop, but me and Craig will always be there to remind the world. It is Marvel canon.
All right. It just didn't make any sense when they did it. I don't know. And then it replayed in my mind again when John from Cincinnati appeared on HBO, and I didn't understand it. I'm like, why? We're going down this same plot again.
So there you go. A rare shout out to Craig. from fucking Beast. And yeah, so there's a lot of more detailed information on Ascension. If you want to go to the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit and look at, what is it, episode 419's posting, there's some good information in there. But again, Red Zomit, please post another just outside of our thing. You'll get a lot more feedback. I think a lot more people look at the comments and the questions that are put in there. So that would be my suggestion. And that's it. Hey, thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I am Hans.
I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. All right. Let's talk about the boosted characters this week. Three-star characters. We got a couple. Black Panther. His strike tiles will be increased. His shield tiles will also be more effective, as will his AoE will be increased. Honey Badger, I'll get there. Hang in there. Kamala Khan's AoE will be increased. Her healing also is going to be increased. Peggy, blue damage, red damage, everything about her is good. No effect to the yellow, but... And then Quicksilver, I want to say is green. It's going to do some more damage.
And is black?
Is it black? I thought black was a tile swapping.
Yeah, but it does a little damage. It'll do a
Okay, cool. That'll do more than more damage, and then if you get enough blues, it'll explode and do some AoE.
Right.
Yeah, he's doing some stuff. The four stars of the world, Colleen Wing. Let's see, her red, more base damage, bonus from strike tiles is two times, so passive isn't boosted, and more burst healing from heroes for hire. Quake, her green AoE, doing more damage. I guess she could reduce it more on some of the levels. I mean, she usually reduces it down to one, but, other levels will still affect it from that. Yeah, nothing really with her blue. Star-Lord, there's someone who does some things. More red damage and more purple damage. Who's that? Is that the ever-loving thing? It sure is. Green and red damage and bigger protect tiles out of his yellow. And then Thor is doing some stuff. Yellow damage and red damage are both improved. This looks like some version of Captain America. The red, ton of damage and a ton more of damage. And no changes to the other two abilities. Carnage, bigger attack tiles, larger attack tiles, and some more damage increased with the Blood Feud. God Emperor Doom, he's healing. He's damaging. He's healing again. And lastly, Shang-Chi. Apparently he just kills everybody. Now he's boosted, so he can keep doing that.
Right.
Good on him. Samurai says... Uh-oh. Oh! Yeah, you did throw this in the... nope. I can't do it, dude. I'm gonna try. Hang on. Nope. It's so close, but I can't. Hold on.
I don't remember the song. What is it?
It's the thong song. It's, nope. I can't. Something in me. My capacity for self-shame is much lower than usual. But there is definitely a very clever rendition of a, thong song theme song about Chong. Chong, Chong, Chong.
I don't know the tune. I could just read it.
You've lived a better life for not knowing the tune. I don't know how it missed you, but it did. You rocked too hard and you repelled it, is what I would have to suggest. But so I can't even read it without laughing. It's not happening. But anyway, he says, you Shang-Chi. And so listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Where are we at? Ian, give me some refreshing pop pop.
Oh, no.
Oh, right.
Yes. Pop pop. Are you ready, Craig?
I'm ready.
This week, here's a little bit from a group called Secret Number.
Wait, what?
How many people are in that band, Craig?
Secret Number.
Yeah.
So a secret number must be 13.
Dude, you know I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Oh.
What's the name of the song? Because I have that doesn't match what I have.
Oh, no, that's what I tell you. What did I send you?
I thought it was Starlight. Or is that the name of the song? Nuts.
Maybe that's the name of the song.
Oh, it's all ruined.
It's all ruined. The wheels have come off the bus. We're spiraling out of control.
Oh, no, it is Secret Number. Secret Number is the band. Starlight is the song. We're good.
Ha! In your face, Craig! You can't see me! sorry, I realized I was doing that, but no one could see me doing that, so I had to.
Thank you, John Cena.
Yes.
Oh, the song.
So anyway, this song, not really for me. It went in the wrong direction. There was just too... I mean, it wasn't even Poppy would be an improvement.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how just childish this was. It was awful. I'm really sad to have heard it.
They just wanted to be so super sweet that it's sickening. They succeeded.
Yeah. Yeah. It succeeded in one bum down. Boo. For secret number. And it's 7, Craig. Seven. Secret's out. Ha! No, it's actually 6. So anyway... Let's talk about a delicious beverage that appeared in my hand while we were down in Cleveland, Ohio. And I risked life and limb to try this for the show because it was so highly regarded by my co-host, Craig, that I had a delicious 4 ounces of Sprecher cherry soda. And it was as good as promised. Ooh. It was sweetened with honey, which was wonderful. It had a great cherry flavor. It had a great soda flavor. And it was, again, a high level of effervescence is what I enjoy in a beverage.
So what happened to the rest of the bottle?
Owen got 4 ounces and Kelly got 4 ounces.
Oh, okay.
And then there were no more ounces.
All right. Did they all enjoy it?
Yes. Not probably as much as I did, but... They seemed very on board for it.
Yeah, I think it's good.
We've been on a big beverage upswing on the house, so I always have to, you know, taste it with them and then write down some tasting notes so that I can present it here on the show. But yeah, I highly recommend if you can get your hands on a Sprecher soda, cherry soda preferably. But if you don't like cherry soda, I'm sure they have delicious root beer and cola offerings as well.
Yep. Yeah, other flavors
that are probably equally delicious in their own right.
I just got some, I think I told you, I got some Sprecher cherry cola flavor from the local Rural King.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. You had mentioned that. That's excellent.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Did you think Magnified?
Magnified.
Yeah, it's Steam open. How about that?
I do have Steam opened.
Does your game need to update? Because mine did it like right before the show started.
Nope. I am looking at Marvel Puzzle Quest right now and opening a token. Is none other than Yondu Yaka Parachute. That okay. Is all.
So I need all the covers. I was going to hit the big button. I don't know if you want to go first, Craig.
How many is that going to open?
50.
Wow.
I want to fly through them quick.
All right. I don't know. What? Oh, boy. We haven't been here for a while. I've got 23 covers myself.
I love the Stimpy. The Stimpy gift.
Sweet sassy molasses.
I'll do like 5 or 6 here. So we got Danny Rand. Hi, I'm Danny Rand. Elektra, Moon Dragon, she's a person, Doc Ock, Black Knight, am I gonna get one purple? Max Pun, Colleen Wing, there's a purple, I'll stop there. Phi Lavelle, Martyr,
all right.
Oblivion's Herald, the red one.
How many was that, do you know?
Eight, I think.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Phi Lavelle's a 202.
Are you sure you want to do 50 Latest Legends? I say yes. All right, we're going to fly through these, hopefully.
So you should get like 7, you know.
Yeah, it should be. Four-star Torch, 4-star Elektra, 4-star Black Knight, Uncanny Deadpool. I did get a purple Aunt May, Cosmic Wrath, 4-star Deathlock. Hey, I just heard about him. Second purple Aunt May, Cosmic Wrath. Another purple Victor Mancha, Maximum Voltage. 4-star Elektra, 4-star Red Hawk, 4-star Mr. Fantastic, 4-star Namor.
Imperious Rex.
I was waiting. 4-star Spider-Man, 4-star Wolfsbane, Gore. I'm tired of saying 4-star. The Hydra Stomper, Iceman, Nebula. We got another Victor Mancha, Magnetized Depression.
Wow, there's 4.
Yeah.
That right?
Mantis, Oscorp Spidey. Number 5, Phi Lavelle, Stronger Together, Throg, Reptile, Legion, Professor X, Black Widow, Rai Rai, Carnage, Drax, I hit a dry spell. Deathlock, Gwenpool, Colleen Wing. Here we go, another purple. Phyla Vell, Oblivion's Herald. Is that six?
I think that was six, yeah.
Peggy Carter, Black Cat, Karnak, The Punisher, Black Widow, Iron Fist, Maria Hill. It just reminds you how many four stars there are.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Marvel, Kingpin, Namora, Nick Fury, She-Hulk, Venom, Mordo. Here we go. Is this number seven? Aunt May, Cake Quest. And number eight, Victor Mancha, Maximum Voltage.
Oh, now you're over the average.
There you go. That is it. And I got a 400 bonus shards for Victor Mancha.
Nice.
So there you go. That was 50. Phew.
Now you got to click add like a gajillion times.
Yeah. That I do.
That's 50
years old. Stretch and kick and stretch.
And stretch.
50.
Oh, man.
I don't have any idea what the name of that character even is.
Didn't she come back and revise that character when she was like the host? Not really revise, but just did it again.
I don't know. Watch that episode.
Okay.
That seems likely.
Yeah.
I don't know where that puts anybody. I have to like click all the buttons to catch up, so.
Yeah. But nice. Thank you to the OG then, this guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network. You can find it at soontobenamednetwork.com. You know, we're there alongside several other excellent podcasts. Good chance to check us all out is Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order then, gentlemen?
You bet. I'm fortified. Are you ready?
Yes.
He throws tiles like a truck, drops crits like a what? All week long, let me match with Chong. Chong, cha-chong, chong, chong.
I would applaud, but Discord would edit it out.
Okay. That's all right. I just needed to fortify myself. It took me a long time, but now I got a glass of water. Everything's level.
You made Samurai happy.
That's no danger zone. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Mission accomplished. All right, I got nothing else.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Please shoot some things at PuzzleWarriors3.com. Like I said, especially if you got any suggestions for new segments, fill up Willie's mailbag. We'd love to hear what people would like to hear coming next. While you're there, you can click on our Amazon banner and buy yourself something there for Mother's Day? Mother's Day's coming up.
Very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Buy some Mother's Day stuff. And, you know, you can send something to your mother.
Say hi to your mother for
That's
me.
That's right. You kissed, but I kissed your mother with this mouth, Trebek.
Hey, that's a nice beard, goat. I had a beard like that in The Perfect Storm. You see that movie? Say hi to your mother for me.
Ah, that's throwing it back. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, you gotta get that boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
Good night, buddy.
Good night, friends.
Good night.